Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Hello, hello, everybody. Happy Tuesday. I'm so excited to be here. Aren't you?
I know.
Yay!
It's four of us.
The dream team is here.
Well, except for Haley, but you're here with us in spirit.
Yes. Your Women of Vision hosts are all here tonight. And it's a pretty, I feel like it's a pretty significant time because it's also going to be our last Tuesday night recording here at KCNR. But we are going into transitioning into our new home, which is North State now, last Thursday of the month, starting January 2021. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
More to come on that. But tonight I have here, it's not really going to be, we don't have a guest.
We are the guest.
We are the guest. We don't need a guest.
We're just going to be chatting and sharing with you, you know, our highlights and whatever we feel like sharing tonight. Anyway, in the studio here tonight is me, Maurice Brown.
And Alicia Prater. Hi. Sorry, I got a little distracted. We're having some technical issues.
And D'Amica Roberts.
And Sarah Chapin.
Just the whole crew, you guys. So I don't know how we didn't plan anything tonight.
We're
going to
be
a treat.
Yeah. It's going to be
in the building.
We're just going to try to wing it or just have fun because that's what we do.
Free-flowing conversation amongst four intelligent, creative,
it's like the
round
table.
We can do it. It is.
We are. We're going to do a round table. So we're going to get to it. And the first person in the hot seat is going to be Alicia.
Oh, no. Bring it.
Well, you know what? And it's, I was thinking like highlights of the year and not just personally and professionally, but also Women of Vision. And I think definitely as I was writing things down, I was like, one of the highlights for me was Alicia accepting to be here and host with us.
Meeting me? I mean, hello. Highlight of the year.
Why wouldn't you like that
Alicia.
Person?
10 out of 10 would recommend.
Yeah.
But only they could see her sweatshirt.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys. Have to explain that.
Okay. Oh, the sweatshirt.
I don't feel like it needs an explanation. We need to start there.
Okay, I wish you guys could see what I'm wearing. Maybe we'll take a picture.
We'll take a picture.
So the sweatshirt says blank hole with feelings. So ooh. I'll let you fill in what the blank hole with feelings means.
Fill in the hole.
You fill in the hole. Yeah. Is it me? No, it's me.
Oh, it's me.
Okay.
Sorry.
We're having, again, the technical issues. So I feel like this literally exemplifies, like, who I am. Like, I'm a nice person, I think, but I'm also very much a blank hole when I want to be, you know? So the sweatshirt, this was funny. A girlfriend of mine, one of my best girlfriends, texts me. And she saw this, like, on a meme or something. And she texted me one day, and she was like, oh, my God, you have to have this.
This is so you.
And I think that she thought it was, like, a joke, right?
Yeah.
Well, I was in Target. I was in Target when her text came through. And I stopped my cart in the middle of shopping and went down the rabbit hole of where do I get this? And I ordered it right then and there. Mm-hmm. And then I got it, and I wear it all the time. And I don't, like, I wear it everywhere, and I don't care, and I get compliments on it all the time. People will ask me, be like, oh my God, I love your sweatshirt. I'm like, I know, right?
So. Yeah, I mean, she's a very pleasant lady, right? She sounds like it, but yeah, she's very straightforward.
Yeah.
She'll tell you the truth.
Yeah. Okay.
And
kind of a no nonsense. And I think that's what my girlfriend thought, was like, this is totally you. Like, you're, you know.
Well,
I took it as a compliment.
Well, being an event planner, you kind of have to be the boss.
I'm clutching.
I know.
I mean, I would wear that with pearls.
I know. I should. I should.
So perfect.
You know what
so
I should
perfect.
Do? I
just black, you guys, and the like, words are white, and yeah. It would just be amazing.
Poppy.
That skirt, that skirt that you have that we wore for the promotional pictures, like a black tulle skirt and white pearls. Oh,
I would do it, and I would wear it to business meetings, and I would not even care.
100%. I wear it with my kids, not a you-know-what-to-be-given. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I wear it. So, anyway, so, yeah. Well,
I'm sold now.
I'm sold. Yeah, we're sold.
I mean, I agree with you.
Yeah.
So, with that in mind, Licia, there is somewhat of a reason why you're wearing that.
Yeah.
For 2020, for you wrapping up this year, like, I know there's a lot.
Yeah.
And
sure.
We're going to try not to vomit.
No.
About 2020. Uh-oh.
No, no, no.
But, like, yeah, give us the positive and the negatives and not just about the show, but your personal, professional life, you know.
So it was definitely a mishmash, you know, of feelings and things going on. So I would say definitely the positive for me. I'm going to start with the positive. So the positive for me was and it's such a cliche, but it really was kind of slowing down and spending more time with, like, my immediate family. So I got to spend more time with my kids, which was actually really nice. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was actually really nice. And my husband, because of his line of work, he's considered essential. He's not in medical or anything like that, but he's considered essential. He was able to actually get an additional day off of work. Mm-hmm. So for many months, he just worked 4 days a week. So he's salary. Nice. So we were very fortunate in the sense that it didn't impact our, you know, our income. We're very, very blessed in that regard. But yeah, but actually having him home another day a week was so nice. It was really nice. Like, so we got to do, you know, extra fun things together as a family. We got household projects done and things like that that normally you're like, oh, I don't have time.
You did some, not renovation, but redecorating.
Yes. Huh? Oh, yes. Yes. We definitely tinkered around the house a lot. So, and that was great because it was like, oh, well, now we have the time to do it. So I would say that, yeah, for me, the silver lining was that I got to kind of just be more in the moment than I typically am. I'm often a week ahead or 2 weeks ahead.
Well, you have to be
thinking
an
about,
event planner.
Yeah, like I'm always thinking about what's coming down the pipeline. Mm-hmm. And so it was nice to not have any of that, to just kind of be still. So that for me was probably a big bonus, I think.
Yeah,
you know, again,
for
it sounds kind of like a cliche, but it was good. Now, one thing that, you know, was tough is not being on the other side of the coin was not being able to see certain family members because of their high risk status. I haven't seen my parents in over a year.
Aww.
I just talked to my dad today before I got on the show, and he was telling me that he hasn't had his haircut since February. And like, I can't even imagine what my dad looks like. I'm like, haven't gotten your haircut since February? He just doesn't go anywhere. He doesn't do anything.
Wow.
He's like, I'm just,
where is he?
They live in Ukiah. They live in Mendocino County. Mm-hmm. So it's just weird. It's like the disruption of the stuff that I normally used to doing was definitely, you know, having to like kind of work through that. But, you know, we were really lucky too in the sense that we weren't impacted in the same way that a lot of people were in terms of like loss of income or, you know, so we were very fortunate in that regard. But yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Are there aspects of your work you miss? Oh, by the way, we have 1 minute.
Okay.
We'll name the sponsors at the next break.
Aspects of work that I miss. No.
Yeah,
not really. I mean, I love...
It's a hustle bustle, huh?
It is. Yeah. It's a lot. It can be a lot. So, don't miss it.
Anyway, she's saying family over everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That was great. I mean, I felt like as a whole, our whole family got closer because, mm-hmm. well, we have to. I mean, there was no one else around.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
You kind of stole my thing. Now I'm going to have to think of something
Oh,
else.
You can say this. I think we all should answer that. That's a good one.
Okay, yeah. Before we go, gotta go in our next commercial break. Dang it, I'll ask you when we get back.
Okay, good.
But thanks to our sponsors for our show. We'll name you next time, but we'll be right back at Women of Vision here at KCNR 96.5 FM.
Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
All right, guys, we are back, and we're having way too much fun in here.
I know, we really are.
And I'm so excited that Demika's here with us, too. It's Yay! Been a little while. She's been going through some transitions, which is some great transitions.
Good transition.
And it's up to her to share, but
you're in the hot seat now. Don't put me out there.
Some people might be wondering where you've been. That's all.
Yeah. I've been working. I'm always working.
Yes, you
Work
do.
Work hard, play harder.
That's right.
You know, that's Good. My motto. So, I'm Ew. Answering her question. The same one she answered
with earlier?
COVID and, you know.
Yeah, whatever what you want to share with
what
us.
What the
peak
was.
Yes.
Well, the
peak in the valley.
Yeah.
Highlights and what's the opposite of highlight?
Low light in the valley. Yeah. Down in the dump.
Yeah.
On up.
The one that we don't talk about.
Right. Exactly. Well, my highlight. I mean, obviously, like, I'm so happy to be a part of this group. I will say that. But It also aligns with my new role new company.
That's right.
I'm so happy. I won't say the name, but I will say that it is a women-run company.
Mm-hmm.
From the CEO down, it's women-run. It's women empowerment. It's all about women.
It's basically you.
It's me. It's so me. Yeah. I feel like I manifested this job.
Mm-hmm.
I was fine in the role that I was in. I've always done human resources for 20 years, right? But this company aligns with everything that I am. My purpose is its purpose, you know.
Mm.
My goals are their goals.
That's awesome. You know,
It's such beautiful alignment. I just love the company.
I'm jealous.
I mean, how often does that happen? Like,
yeah.
I knew that I love my role. Like, I love HR. I love what I do. I love helping people. I always felt like at 20, I felt like my purpose in life is to help others reach their full potential. They're in reaching mine. And this company.
That's awesome.
Is all about that. And also, you know, this group is all about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just feel like it's such alignment for me.
Yeah. So, like, what do you say? Because I know a lot of our women are like entrepreneurs, and
mm-hmm.
You and me, we both have like a full-time job. We have full-time careers.
Yeah.
But you can still like achieve that personal development and to like, you know, like you said, reach your full potential.
Absolutely.
By working for somebody.
That's
and
true.
And I just sometimes I feel like some people put that down, but there's so much there too.
But let me say this. I have been an entrepreneur. I used to be in business as we owned a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
We've owned a cleaning business. I did event planning in Atlanta.
My first job
actually out of college was event planning, and then I transitioned into HR.
That's so cool.
So I'm an event planner.
Yeah.
Like studied everything, you know, that's the underpinning of who I am.
Yeah.
And so when I moved to Atlanta, I did do that. But what I will say is you definitely do work harder as an entrepreneur.
Mm.
It's starting everything from the ground up, but it's such pride when you do that. So I'm never saying I will never go back to being an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so. I had a tea company. You know?
Yes.
Wow.
How can I forget that? You know, a tea subscription business with my daughter. So entrepreneurial spirit is within me. I feel like that is within this company as well. I don't know where this is going to take me,
mm-hmm.
but I do know it is, my steps are ordered, and I just feel like this is where I need to be right now. And then who knows what will happen after that. So right now, this is where I need to be.
And I love it.
Who knows where we'll go from here.
So before this, what would you say your other highlights of the year?
Or
is this a major one?
Right now,
she's on a roll.
Before the new job?
Yeah.
Before the new job. Oh my God, that is hard. Mm. I worked for another company, and I worked like a lot.
Yeah.
Like, you know what?
Too much?
Too much, probably.
It sounds like too much.
People that see me now, I didn't know that this was happening, but people that see me now are like, Damika, you look so happy. And I'm like, did I look bad before
mm-hmm.
when I was with the other company? You know what I'm saying? I didn't know that I did, but I guess I wasn't like, I didn't have enough time like for the fun. You have to incorporate the fun too, right?
Yeah.
Like I'm a hard worker. I believe in hard work. I believe in, you know, you work hard before you play hard.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to incorporate the fun. And then you guys know I've been away.
Yeah, you do. You do seem lighter, but also I see you more now.
Yeah.
Before it's like it would be months at a time. Like where? What happened? She fell off the side.
I fell off because I do have a tendency to get laser focused
mm-hmm.
on my work.
Which you have to,
isn't bad. Yeah. I mean, I love what I do,
mm-hmm.
but you do have to have that balance. And having that balance right now has helped me to like tackle some things that are happening personally.
Yeah.
So it's fine to be this great professional and do all of that, but then I also have to balance my personal life. And that's what I'm learning to do right now.
So it's kind of cool, too. Just like Licia, like the pandemic didn't affect your income.
No.
And instead you...
But we were the opposite, though. Like, for me, because I was working for an essential business,
yeah.
then my work went up.
Oh, mm-hmm. I bet it did.
The level of my work went up.
I bet it did.
Like,
yep.
if it could go up. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I was extremely busy before, but mm-hmm. then during the pandemic, it was, like, increased. Right.
I bet.
Yeah.
I believe
Never,
that.
And then now... Now I'm working out of my home and doing Zoom meetings. And I'm like, ooh, is this what people were doing? Because I was like still working and out in
there.
The field
oh my gosh.
And
yeah.
doing all of this. And this is an adjustment.
Yeah.
To slow down a bit
mm-hmm.
is a big adjustment for me. At first I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can do this.
Because previously you weren't, it was so busy. You were
I was
out
in the field.
And traveling
I was
all the
always
time.
Traveling.
Yeah.
I didn't stop. The pandemic only just turned it up.
It ramped it up.
It did. It ramped it up.
Yep.
And then now I'm in Zoom meetings and
you're like, ooh,
I have a moment to think and oh my gosh, what am I going to do with this thought?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because before it, you know, I didn't have a minute to think.
Did you have a moment to redecorate your living room? Just like you feel. I know you like furniture, girl.
I do. I mean, I'm obsessed. That's my other obsession is furniture. And I am like you probably in the sense that I'm always recreating my space. Like
yeah.
always.
Yeah, me too.
And you know,
me
in
too.
This transition of COVID,
yeah.
I think that that is important. I've been hearing a lot of that people do that. Like,
yeah.
right, they are doing all of these things around the home because you're in the home.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, well, I can't go anywhere. I can't mm-hmm. do anything, so I'm going to make my
space. Let me
space.
Make it pretty. And
yeah.
everything has to be pretty. I'm a Taurus. Like,
yes.
I like beautiful things.
Yes. Shiny so. Bulbs.
Yeah.
Oh,
ah!
That
so
sounds...
But it's true, right?
Okay. That might have sounded a little like how I meant it.
Like, I don't know her. I don't know
at all,
y'all.
Shiny balls. I'm not afraid to admit it. That's what my sweatshirt would say.
Yeah, shiny balls.
We like the shiny balls.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's true, y'all.
Yeah.
I think we should go to Sarah. I think
oh,
we should go to
no.
Sarah.
Next or the next one. We have like two
quiet,
more
guys.
Minutes.
And everyone's like, oh,
after
wait.
Blank holes and feelings and shiny balls, where do we go from here,
yeah.
you guys?
Yeah, I think the people are going to stop listening to us.
I know.
Okay. They probably like shiny balls.
Well, hey, you
it's
know
Christmas.
What? Exactly. It's Christmas.
That's
I
right.
have some
it's
holiday cheer. But also, like, we need a little more laughter and positivity.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's the key. It's the key. I mean, listen, I will say that. There is a moment that I felt like I had COVID. I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I was, like, oh. sick. And you know, like, you take on the symptoms of others.
Yes.
And someone called me, and they made me laugh. Ha, 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 ha. All of a sudden, like, all of my sickness dissipated.
It went away.
Laughter
I love that.
Is medicine.
That's how I feel
it's
when
medicine.
I run or do workout.
Yeah.
That's
the same. The endorphins, like,
yeah.
heal
yeah.
you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But it's also called being an empath. I mean,
oh.
if you're taking
yeah,
on
I
the
am.
Feelings, then you're an yeah. Then
for
you're,
sure. I
yeah.
am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that can be really great, and it can
I
be
know.
Hard.
I know. Mm.
That can be hard being an empath.
Yeah,
yeah I
yeah.
don't know
especially
if I'm an empath.
In my role as HR, because,
well, yeah.
like, people are constantly
they're coming
to
you
yeah,
for all
exactly.
of the stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the,
yes.
And the balls get less shiny.
Well, we will get
you
back
polish
to
them back up.
Other Christmas decorations when we get back from our commercial break. We can't take these to anywhere.
No, you can't.
So our first sponsor is Linda Lingo, financial coach. Linda inspires and guides women into clarity and confidence in their finances. She uses a 3-step customized process to guide women to financial freedom. Commit to changing your financial story, create an actionable financial roadmap, and put your plan into action. We have Sarah Beck with Legal Shield. She offers affordable access to attorneys of the state as well as identity theft protection and monitoring for personal use and for your business. We have Jesse Baldwin, certified health coach, free health coaching services. Call 530-355-5929 to change with Jesse. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate all of you, and we would not be here without you.
Yeah, thank you, ladies, for the continued support. And, yeah, just, man, it's been amazing. And we heard from each one of these women. All their episodes are up in SoundCloud. Listen up to them. They're still doing their thing, which is amazing. I love it. We'll be right back here at Women of Vision Show at KCNR 96.5 FM. Thank you.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Don't give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hey guys, we're back.
Hi everyone.
Hello. Ooh.
Thanks for not changing the channel.
The channel station.
Or station. Thanks for not.
Whatever.
Thanks for staying. Thanks for coming back.
Thanks for coming back.
Yeah.
Do you guys actually listen to the pre-recording? I mean the recording? Because I know I do, and then I'll be laughing. Sometimes.
Yeah, I've gone back and listened a few
and
times.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I don't like to hear myself, so
what?
I don't go back. And, I know. Weak. I don't like to.
No, I'm that way with some stuff. I'm like, do I really? No.
I don't
know. No, I don't.
I'm going to just leave that one alone.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
I've gone back and listened a couple times, and I think, you know, we all like, you go back and you're like, why did I ask that question?
Right.
Or why did I say that?
That's why I don't listen.
That's why it's good to listen. But that's why it's good to listen.
But then it's good because
a little
then
bit
maybe,
of,
yeah.
You know, you grow
fine
from
tuning.
It.
Fine
exactly.
Tuning.
I love your words. I do.
Yes.
I'm like rough. I'm not fine tuned at all. So anyway, the next one in the hot seat is Miss Sarah Chapin. This
oh
one
gosh.
Has like, you know, has a lot going on.
Always.
So
always.
I mean,
I'm
it's
fascinated
up to her what,
by Sarah.
Yeah, what she wants to share.
Yeah, seriously.
And
fascination.
Honestly, it doesn't have to be labeled anything.
A lot going on. Blue hair, plaid, beautiful jacket.
I know. I came in. She's like, I like your day. I was like,
oh,
no. Are we going to fight?
I didn't say like. I said love.
Yes.
Yeah.
smile. Her
love boots. Plaid.
No makeup, but she looks beautiful.
I know.
Beautiful.
I know. They're like, we wore makeup. I was like, I wore none.
Thank you. Because I tried not to.
Because you don't have to.
Yeah. No, because you don't have to. Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly.
She has all the personality there is, you guys.
Exactly. Absolutely. I mean, with blue hair, like.
What?
Right.
Yeah.
Drop
maybe
the
I
mic.
Do that.
Drop the mic on the blue hair. Oh,
I mean, yes. Should we start with the blue hair? Just like yes. We started with the.
What does it. Yeah. Sure. Right. Exactly. We all have. I'm shiny balls.
I mean, I always joke that when kids are like, oh my gosh, your hair is blue. Or people,
right.
I'm like, all right, I ate too many Skittles. Like,
aww,
yeah,
oh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, I ate too many blue ones. And yeah.
This is what happened.
But I mean, I love unicorns and everything colorful. So, I mean.
It
have
just
hair. I know. I have it halfway up my head, so next time I have to commit and have my whole blue, I decided. So.
Oh, yeah. Snap.
For sure.
Yeah. Like, brown, where are you?
It'll work. Yeah.
Yes.
I think it'll work.
Absolutely.
I like it, how it shows up in pictures, too. It's all bright and colorful.
I know.
Yes.
And then when you do that bright blue eyeshadow,
that's
eyeliner.
The best.
So cute.
Well, I know. And I always have, like, older ladies that are always like, oh, hey, oh, I wish I could do color hair. I'm like, well, you're not dead, so
right.
Go for it.
It's just like, hair.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
hair.
It'll grow out.
It'll grow out, and you can dye it again if you don't like it. It's
mm-hmm.
not a big deal.
Yeah. Yes, my 2020 was interesting.
Tell
I feel
us
like
about your 2020.
Yeah.
I mean, I went nowhere. No.
I went nowhere, and I did nothing.
That thing is.
Definitely, like, it's been interesting. Like, for me, a lot of my business is travel. So
tell people who are just tuning in.
Oh no.
That have been under a rock. I don't
right.
know. What do you do? What do you do? And then
so,
we can circle into what you've not been able to
well,
do.
Basically, my job has several different things, but I call myself I'm basically like a brand manager and I call it digital content unicorn.
Mm-hmm.
So I just do all sorts of types of digital content. I travel to a lot of Comic-Cons and pop culture things, interview people in movies and
so
TV.
So fun.
Repurpose content for brands, stuff like that, graphic design, all sorts of different
stuff.
Yeah.
Photos.
Super
photos.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I do that for a lot of different companies and brands and small businesses and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also do photography, which I make people into, like, superheroes and stuff like that, because for me it's embracing your uniqueness, because I'm always of the opinion that if you can use your imagination, you can do anything.
Yeah.
And it's really empowering.
Yeah.
And I also, like, the other part of that is I also photograph a lot of terminal people and then transform into things they want to be as well.
Oh, my God.
I don't
that.
Really put that out there because, to me, it's when I do things, I like to keep them private.
Sure.
So, yeah, I do all
that's
that kind
awesome.
Of stuff.
That's awesome.
It is.
To travel. So for like me, it was just weird because I'm also like a big extrovert and constantly going, like kind of going back to Damika, like I've had to like discover work-life balance.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like I could go, but I want to make sure my content is quality.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I've like been rediscovering that. And finally, basically 2020 forced me to put the brakes on and have to reevaluate
mm-hmm.
myself and kind of how I live my life. I mean, I don't have a family or anything, but... We cannot trust her for the today.
Someone tie her up.
But still, like, even you don't have to have, like, a family and a big life. It just can be you and still very important.
Yeah,
to,
of course.
Yeah.
And we're your family, by
exactly.
the way.
Exactly. So, and I adopted a cat during quarantine.
Aww.
I got a kitten, and he's grown up now.
They grow so fast.
I know. His name's Silas Alucard, because I like Dracula, and it's Alucard. Dracula's spelled backwards. So.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've, like, read a lot. I read, like, over 100 books a year.
Wow.
So I've had a lot of
what's your
read.
Favorite genre? What's your, like, go-to when you want to read something?
Right now, YA. I have phases.
What
like,
is it?
YA, young adult.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I have, like, I like fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like
YA.
Science fiction. Yeah. I'm 29.
What are we?
I know.
We're old AF.
Right. Let's
she's
not.
She's YA.
Let's not.
Yeah.
Let's
so
not.
I'm also.
Well, I'm 25. In,
yeah.
In
she is
street.
25 in my grade.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, okay. Just, like, and it's been weird for me because, like I said, being an extrovert during 2020 is weird.
Yes.
I can't. Like, and for me not having, like, a sense of normalcy.
Yeah.
Right.
I know, like, introverts, most of them have been living their best life.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah.
But for me, it's just been really weird because it's not like you could go out and have any sense of normalcy.
Yeah. Right.
So it's felt, I don't know, discontent a little bit. Just kind of like,
yeah.
I can't go
yeah.
to movies or do something to entertain myself.
Exactly.
Right.
So it's interesting, too, like, having to, like,
readjust my company as well to do a lot of, like, digital stuff. I mean, I did work remotely a lot already,
mm-hmm.
But just not traveling part has been really weird.
Yeah.
Going to the conventions and all that.
Especially because you're so used to that. Like, that's basically your lifestyle.
That was my lifestyle. So it's kind of like not being able to go, and I'm like, this is weird. It's kind of like, I guess, 2020 stir crazy. I don't know.
Yeah. I get it.
But I feel like, too, and sometimes I'll go through things where I'm like, oh, my gosh, I wish I would have accomplished this and this, but it's almost like I feel like getting to December of 2020 is also an accomplishment, and it's okay to have not done anything this year.
There was this thing going around. Did you guys see it? There was this thing going around on Facebook that was like, if you don't learn a language or you don't learn how to cook or you don't learn how to do this, it's not that you're – it was like something like you're just lazy. And I don't know, there was kind of
like a list of it. Like,
yeah, it was like if you don't take this time to learn a new skill, you're not a
or hobby,
like,
whatever.
Yeah. You're lazy. And I was just like, ew, that's rude. First of all, this isn't a competition.
It's okay to do nothing.
It's okay to do nothing.
Our incomes haven't been affected, but like for a lot of people, it's been a trauma.
Yeah.
So, and it's like their whole lives have been ripped away.
Right.
And I feel like too, we'll definitely see like the repercussions of this on the effect of the economy in different fields of just like, I think our shopping experiences from here on out are going to be very different.
Oh, absolutely. Right.
Everything's changing. Mm-hmm. Like the whole landscape, brick and mortar stores, like it's all
changing.
Absolutely. I'm like, and for a lot of people, like they lost their jobs because jobs now have become people switch to stuff and they're like, oh, why would we go back? Like, it's a whole
new, lot of companies are like, ooh.
I know. I'm like,
let's see. We can do this a lot differently with a lot less people.
So it's, and I think like if you're listening out there and you feel like kind of bad or because you're reaching for January and you're like, I haven't done anything, I haven't accomplished anything. I'm like, the fact that you're still here is good.
I have something for that. Someone just sent me this, and I thought this was really, really sweet. On Sunday, they said, some days you feel good because you absolutely smashed everything on your to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
Other days you feel good because you managed to take a shower. Whichever it is, I hope you find something that makes you feel good today.
Yeah.
Oh. And that is all about what you started
with.
Imagination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You
I think my head's been adopting a kitty. Because I think he's really helped me get through this because it's like
that's good.
It's a sense of normalcy.
Right.
So like,
right.
And then also like starting the show because this has been very like normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. Which I've like also appreciated during 2020. I'm like, okay, two things I know are like pretty steady.
Two things that are like consistent.
Yeah.
But we all do have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And that's been, like I said, it's not all bad because it has made me force me to be still and be okay with being still.
Right.
It's been very good for like development and growth. Just kind of like it is okay to be still
okay.
because I'm a workaholic.
Me
I will
too.
Go and go and go and just kind of like it's good for me to be forced to sit.
That's
like,
right.
Oh.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the universe has to do that. Sometimes it has to like push us down and say no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm kind of not looking forward to when everything goes back to normal because I might not see her again.
Oh, my
God.
It's a new normal, though. You're going to see her in other ways.
Yeah,
it's going to be a whole – I don't think it's going to go back to what it was,
and,
right?
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of people, it's their year of yes. For me, it's my year of no, and that's good.
Ooh,
it's a good
like
way to
it.
Have no.
Ooh.
To be like,
yes.
These are my boundaries.
Right.
This is me. I'm going to fight for me.
Go.
And be like, I can have work and a career, but I also need to make time for myself and my job.
I
like,
love
that.
I love that. Of no.
If nothing else.
I like it.
That's winning.
That's
winning for you.
Yeah.
So good.
I
Found
love
so good.
It. A year
I love
of
it.
No.
We could end with her right
I know.
There.
I know.
The show is done.
Okay,
seriously.
Bye.
But you don't know. That's
seriously.
So good.
That is
See?
Good.
Well, you told me to beat Shiny Ball, so I'm sorry. That's why I went with that.
She just one-upped us.
My
she's
favorite.
Okay. She's the most. She's
the
wisest
doubled
one
down. My
right
favorite
the
Christmas decoration is pencil. So.
Yes.
She doubled down. She's
well,
like,
thank
I
you,
see
Sarah.
Your ink hole with feelings in your shiny balls. I'm going to double down.
Right.
No.
Right.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's good, though. Well, we're on that.
On that note,
tell us about your favorite
Christmas. Let me interrupt you with the sponsors.
Go for it.
Okay. Well, where did we leave off, Sarah? Michelle Lane with Michelle Lane Coaching. Michelle is a transformational facilitator of Elevate Workshops and Retreats for Women and results-driven life coach, helping you get to the root of what's holding you back. Ooh, Michelle would be cool to talk to in the new year, you guys. So hit her up. Lit from Within, Ash and Jazz at 2449 Athens Avenue. They do organic spray tanning, infrared sauna, light therapy, natural teeth whitening,
Love
yoga,
them.
Dance, meditation, the works. Bev Gray with Zervita. She offers the most delicious and nutritious drink called Zeal. Not only is it nutritious, but it also gives you energy, vibrancy, and boosts your immune system. That immune system is very important.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Felicia Tortorici with All Fired Up, 1796.
Tortorici.
1796 Turn Creek Road, pottery painting, life casting, board art clay, prints clay, and fused glass workshops and more. Dana Grant, Master Intuitive Life Coach. Dana, what's up? How are you doing? Come back and see us again. And Max Mallory with World Financial Group, life and health insurance agent. We need to get Max here. I think we were missing out on that one. On the next one. Mm-hmm. We got to pick on Max. Well, I'm going to stop right there since we still have one more episode. We will be right back. This has been fun. Oh, my gosh. And I'm next. Great.
Yay.
I don't think I can beat Sarah. But, okay. Here we go. Women of Vision Show at KCNR 96.5 FM.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Dan's Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized DISH retailer. Check your mailbox. Among those beautiful Christmas cards may be a gift card from B&T Satellite and DISH. Let us save you money this holiday season. There is no guarantee this offer will be around next year. Act now. With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us. Make your holidays a little brighter with a gift card from B&T Satellite and DISH. We at B&T Satellite wish you and your family a savings Merry Christmas. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Hi. Oh my God. Seriously? Okay, I just have to tell you that the show really comes to life during break. Sarah just dropped this, like, amazing
litter
nugget.
Bomb.
This, like, proverbial and literal bomb
right.
on us just now, and I am like, what?
Right.
So, I don't know. We'll have to talk about that another time because...
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing. It's kind of not, though.
It's kind of amazing.
Like, it's kind of
I've
amazing.
Never heard
when
of it.
When she's ready. Because I think... I think
like,
we had her this year. You came on this year, right?
Yeah.
One time.
I didn't go into detail, but
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, this was this.
I pranked a bunch of people.
She pranked a bunch of people with. Okay, go ahead. You got to tell this really, really fast.
Can you tell it?
I pranked certain people in my life who I gave them cards that were very descriptive. I put them in upside down for Christmas and filled them with glitter.
Very descriptive.
Yeah,
leave a little sparkle wherever you go.
Yeah. Like you'll never forget me.
So that was her thing with the sweatshirt and
that is amazing. It is amazing.
We are all unique beings.
Yeah, we are. That's good. See, what I love about it is you send it to people that you actually didn't like versus sending it to people that you did like as a joke. That's like what I love about it. Is it really was a genuine, you know, kind of thing.
I think Lisa's going to do that now.
Wow. I really am.
I want to do it, too.
That's awesome.
I'm like, you can pay companies to do that. Send them, like, interesting things in the mail. But I'm like, I'd rather do it myself. It's more
fun. My sisters. Okay, we need to get to Maurice, but I'll tell you, my sisters
No,
did it
we
to
don't.
Me. They sent me a glitter bomb. They did it as a joke. They sent me a glitter bomb. They sent me a bag of vitamin D's.
Huh?
I'll let you guys figure out what vitamin D stands for.
Oh, my.
And then... The lemon was the best. And then they sent me a candle. When you lit it, it smelled like a warm apple pie. But then after about 5 minutes, it turned into a vomit. My entire house smelled like
Oh my God.
My sister sent that to me. Yes. And then my sister sent me a bag of, I'm not kidding you guys, ape caca. Like gorilla caca. She sent it to me in the mail just like a couple months ago. I posted it on my Facebook. I was like, what is this? And then I opened up the bag and I smelled it because I thought it was Play-Doh.
Oh.
It didn't stink. And then my sister, she was like, oh, I saw that you opened. Anyway, it really was gorilla caca. Apparently you can do that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
That's
you learn something new every day.
You learn something new every day. Yeah. But my sisters and I actually love each other, so we do that kind of stuff to each other. Like
that's pretty cool.
Selling each other, you know, sending each other crap in the mail is our gestures of telling each other how much we love each other.
And again, laughing is important.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
now it's time to...
Muddy.
We're like, hello, mommy.
Muddy. Okay. We're going to put all that stuff aside. So...
No comment.
Oh, by the way... welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Women of Vision show on KCNR 96.5. Thank you. Sorry. Whoops. Forgot about that part. Okay.
I told you we're going to wing it tonight.
Yeah. So, Maurice, you are like the grand dame of Women of Vision. You are like the queen. You are like the Queen Elizabeth. You are Elizabeth I.
You are.
You are the one that birthed us into fruition. You thought of this. So let's talk about...
I'm picturing Maurice's appearance on
screen. I'm
sorry.
I love Maurice so much.
I do too.
Let's pull the picture up. Fine.
So
it's just saying that to me.
We need to like a quick rundown of how did you come up with Women of Vision? Mm-hmm. And how did Women of Vision change for you in 2020?
Da-rum-dum? Is that what she said?
Grand-dum. You are the grand-dum. See?
You are
in
queen
front of your
baby.
How did I birth
in front of the castle.
You are the Beyonce.
Yeah.
Of the
and then how did it change in 2020? And who's your favorite member?
Well, I think who's my favorite member?
And who's the least?
You don't want to know, Lisa. She already told me that.
She already told you that it was me. Is that what you're saying?
Okay. There's really no quick version, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
I guess the quickest version.
It's me. I don't feel like she can legally answer that. You know?
the quickest version I feel is like I was actually looking for a group in the area to join something like this.
Yeah.
And I turned up every rock and there wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, there was like, you know, you're an entrepreneur, but I wasn't an entrepreneur. I was a career woman, you know. It was more like professional. And also I have this thing for personal development and I love, like, I'm just a sucker nerd for like personal development, reading books, going to seminars, you know, like Jim Rohn and them and just leadership books. And no, there wasn't. So I just asked my friend, hey, you want to...
Start
up a meeting and see if anyone will show up. I really didn't think the next step through.
Wow.
Like, you know, what's the next month, next year? That wasn't, it wasn't even a plan. It was just more like, you know, kind of like you're putting up a book club and maybe one day you'll meet and maybe start again in 2 months, 3 months, who knows? So it just kind of, I just went with the flow.
Yeah. And it just let it grow organically.
Mm-hmm.
And how did it change in 2020?
Oh man, yeah. I think for me, if we're gonna talk about the low light,
yeah,
it would be like we couldn't meet. Like,
yeah.
When was our last meeting? I don't even remember now.
February,
yeah.
Yeah.
We had like grand plans this year.
Yeah.
Like we had a retreat to Mexico.
Yeah.
Our very first out of country retreat. It was already like maxed out. We only had like 2-3 seats left.
Yeah.
I mean, we had women coming, not even just from Reading, but like. From New York, Chicago, down south, Texas, all over the country.
Right.
And I was looking forward to meeting these women.
And then the convention in August.
And then the convention, you and me were working.
Yeah.
Hardcore, almost every, we had all the things that we were going to do. So I was sad about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So those are the two major things with Women of Vision that's coming up. I feel like there's more, but we always have our weekly, monthly thing, and
yeah,
that was kind of a bummer. And and a lot of people, I feel, and it's fine. I don't judge or anything. You know, you have to be safe and safety first, family first. But yeah, sometimes we do meet still, like in the Zoom or you know maybe privately or just you know limited amount. But
yeah. Closed
no
quarters.
Not everybody showing
not
up
same.
Because it's definitely not the same.
Yeah.
So I'm one of those people that's like I don't know how to transition to it to this whole thing because I'm sure like other companies are starting to transition. What company was that? It's like they're having everybody like just do remote work now. Was it Twitter? Like somebody like big like transition to remote work.
I want to say it was Twitter.
Yeah.
I want to say it was Twitter.
I mean, obviously, Women of Vision is not that, but I'm saying, like, how can we transition? But I feel like the thing of the magic of this is that the belly-to-belly.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, that in-person.
Yes.
Like, we hug, you know, we hug a lot.
Yeah.
We laugh a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and then we did do a few Zooms during quarantine, but like I said, not everybody showed up, and it's not the same.
It's not the same. The energy isn't quite the same, I think, when you're with your people face to face, the energy.
Plus, you feel me better in my energy rather than, you know, like text
for
or,
sure.
you know, but I'm with Sarah too. I'm just happy that we still had the radio. Mm-hmm. Although my not favorite time was when we went to Skype.
Oh yeah, we did a few episodes.
And it was just not fun. Oh my gosh.
I was like,
whoever
listened
to the Skype recording.
What would you, since you guys are like the OGs of the radio show, what was your favorite
show?
She's
more OG actually. She's been hosting before I did.
Oh,
I never hosted.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
You know I never hosted.
Oh my God.
So Haley left. Oh. Haley, we love you.
I know, we love Haley.
We miss you.
Yeah.
I like that.
OG.
You're the OGs. Yeah. So what was your favorite show this year?
I
have a lot too.
What was your favorite show?
I have a little list actually, if you don't mind me.
I like Ash and Jazz's.
Yes, yes.
It was really fun and bubbly and they
just have
great energy.
They're so fun.
Yeah.
They're so
very
the best.
Great energy. I actually had a lot of feedback about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Like even my coworkers listened to it.
Yeah,
they were our first one.
Yeah, it was the first episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's very cool.
I'm not saying it was bad from there, you guys. That's just my favorite. So.
Yeah.
And not even a show with them. When I went to their studio and we did the yoga together, and then we did the sound therapy.
Oh my gosh, yes.
That was so impactful to me, by the way.
Maybe that could be our next one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but back to you.
my favorite. I have a lot, like the BLM one with Gloria.
Yeah, that was so good.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I mean, just
that was
learning.
That was before I came on, I think. Cause
the human trafficking.
I should.
Mm-hmm. Like when we interviewed Seek for Human Trafficking, all of Dana's stuff because she's just you know awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like the domestic violence with Amber.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like you know we needed to. I needed to learn more. Interviewing Michelle Madrigal, and she's not here anymore with us. We lost one of our own this year.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And I'm so happy that we got to bring her here.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, my gosh. Because she kind of did her thing, disappeared 2020, but I was able to lure her
into
interview.
Yeah.
But that was so super fun. And, and then interviewing Haley, because we never interview Haley, because she's always doing the interview.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, we have less than 1 minute.
Oh no!
But like I said, the other highlight was when you came on board with us.
Yay.
Just new, fresh perspective.
Yeah.
You bring on a new energy because it's nice. I don't want to talk about myself or nobody wants to hear from me that much.
Oh my God! Don't listen to her, y'all.
She's the Beyonce. Why not?
Well, I better name the last sponsors before I get in trouble.
We love you.
Allie with Boheme Salon and Spa, 961 Dana Drive, Relieves Trading. It is plant medicine that works naturally. And, of course, our one and only Sarah Marie Spectrum. Unleash your dreams. Own your imagination at sarahmariespectrum.com. And you guys, that's it. It wraps up our show on Tuesday night.
That's crazy.
But we'll see you last Thursday.
We'll see you last Thursday of the month, starting in January with North State Now.
Yay.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Yes.
A lot of fun.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to us last month. We really appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you.
Women win together.
Yes. Thank you.
We are women of vision.
KCNR, Shasta, ready.